B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. 5:43. Tuesday, October 27th. How about that?
How about it?
Going to be cloudy today and a high of 54. Tomorrow, cloudy, 54. Thursday, cloudy, 54.
Well, it's consistent.
It is.
There, I like that.
In the 50s.
No surprises.
Nope. There. My old football number is 53. Getting close.
Just had to get that flex in, huh?
Yeah, I did. Middle linebacker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always wanted to be the quarterback, though, but just it wasn't built for it.
Really? Okay.
For a lot
I
of
wanted
reasons.
To be, like, you know.
Head cheerleader?
Yeah, the head cheerleader, but I was always the base.
Whoa. Oh. Strong back.
Yeah.
You had a strong back?
Yeah, sturdy girl.
That's it.
Get on the ground.
No, trust me, I was never on top of any pyramid either. I'll tell you that. How was your birthday, LBF?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got some clothes. I got from my mom
nice.
And dad. My dad brought over a half a sub, which was very funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, he split a sub with me.
What kind of sub?
It was a beef brisket sub from
oh
down
my
the street.
God.
I took a couple of bites. It was delicious.
What was on that?
It was like pickles and brisket and like this gravy. It was just, no, it was just, delicious.
Oh,
it's
dad.
From plenty of dough.
He's living his best life.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. And mine. Too.
I got some fun candles from Pottery Barn for my sister. They're Harry Potter candles and they hang from the ceiling, but they look like they're floating.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And that's it. And then I have
about,
my main casino and went to bed.
The husband.
Oh, Dave, he got me like socks and he got me a
cookbook
and he got me a Riverdale t-shirt.
That's great. Look
from
at that.
The show.
Do you eat the rest of that delicious German chocolate?
No, I went, like I took a fork and just started picking at it and then I had so much of it that I had a lean cuisine for dinner.
Yeah, that was
like,
smart.
Leaned
into that, didn't you?
Yeah, I leaned right into it. But it was great. And thank you everybody who posted things on Facebook and called and emailed. It was so nice.
It was so nice, you know.
So now it's over and we can move on.
Okay, can we?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Once it's done, it's done.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I know he's so much.
I mean, the lead up is crazy,
yeah.
But.
Wow. Yeah, we know. Anyway, good. I'm glad that was a great birthday for you. As good as a Monday birthday can be.
Exactly.
Right?
Still had to teach. Still had to do all those things.
All right. So that'd be fun. Hey, I'm glad it was fun for you. And coming up today, we're going to do some morning court.
Yeah, we are.
We'll do that at the 7 o'clock hour. We have a situation that is always in need of your opinion as the juror.
Okay.
Okay? So that'll be fun at 7:10.
I love to judge. It's my favorite.
Very judgy. Yeah. All right, that's coming up. And right now, what's the temp, Brian?
What do I got?
Look at your watch.
I've got 53.
What'd I say? My old number.
Go up another degree
look
today.
Look at you. Rah-rah,
this is Pumba.
Yes.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Staples. And Staples helps your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices. From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and sanitizers. Save big at Staples, LBF. What's cool?
The ketchup you need this Halloween. Who knew?
I needed some yesterday on my home fries.
Did you?
Yeah, they're the generic packets.
Oh.
Wasn't even Heinz or Hunt's.
Hunt's the worst. I'm sorry.
No, this was even
this
worse.
This was even worse.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jeez,
yeah. The COVID. I mean,
you
got your packets. All right, Brian. What you got?
Is there anything better than a crackling fire?
Hmm.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
I'll tell you where you can get it.
I like a crackling fire.
Okay.
There's some crackling roses. How about that?
Just quote Neil Diamond.
No. No. Why would you say that? Okay, do you do yoga? Anybody in the room?
I've tried it, but it's like,
I got some yoga you might be interested in.
Really?
Coming up next. Okay. I might actually be able to do this one.
Okay.
And I'm not very limber, but I can do this one. All right, go ahead.
All right, so, you know, when you're a little kid and you need, like, a little blood or whatever on your face, you usually use some ketchup.
Yeah.
It's kind of a gross connotation, but Heinz is... Just,
you can lick
it. You know what?
Yeah.
They're all excited about it. Tomato blood ketchup. The taste is the same, only the bottle has been given a scary makeover. It has drops of blood and glows in the dark. Not
fun
real
blood.
Drops of blood on the front.
Yeah. Mm. What are those lights they use?
The only problem is they're giving away 570.
Who's they?
Heinz.
Oh, Heinz. Okay.
57.
Yeah, get it. 570 bottles through October 31st. You just have to post a TikTok video with the ketchup bottle using the hashtags Heinz Halloween and sweepstakes. You going to use your TikTok, Bob?
I don't TikTok.
You don't?
No.
Come on.
No, I don't.
A little bit?
No.
Not even like jumping in on somebody else's?
No, I'm not going to download an app, a Chinese app, where... All they want to do is spy on me.
They already do.
They want to know what Bob Bronson's doing.
On you.
Yeah. Everyone's spying on you. You don't even know what I have set up outside your house.
All right. I can bet.
Well, you know, this time of year, a nice crackling fire is great.
Yes.
Gets a little cool out. But for the third year, it's back. The KFC 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log. Mm. You can have a fire that smells like KFC.
Yeah. See, the thing with that is, you hear about these every year, but you never see it. They're like urban myths.
Right.
You're like, oh, you always hear about it.
They've sold out the last 2 years, and this year they've upped it because it is exclusively available. It went on sale yesterday at Walmart, online and in stores, $15.88.
What? For a log?
For a fire log that smells like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's more expensive than the chicken.
Why don't you just go buy some chicken at KFC?
Yeah, why don't you get a bucket?
Because you don't have the ambiance of the fire.
I don't know about that.
I didn't.
All it's going to do is make you hungry for chicken. So go get the chicken.
All right, fine. It's not a cool thing. All right.
No, Brian.
Have a fire and get a bucket of chicken.
Sorry.
Hey, what do you have, Bob?
Okay. Top fit. I want you to be quiet, Brian. Nice and quiet over there,
please. I'm calm.
Calm down. You too, LBF.
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet.
Be quiet.
Oh, namaste.
Be quiet.
Why?
There's a wellness trend a lot of yoga retreats are offering now. It gives you the same benefits as meditation. Now that I have your attention.
Yeah this night is nice.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Try eating breakfast in silence. Yeah. Most of us do the opposite in the morning. We eat with the TV on or the radio, right?
Don't people turn off their radio, Bob?
Well, I'm not saying that. No. Sitting in silence slows your heart rate down, just like meditation. And your control levels drop too.
Really?
Instead of clearing your head, just focus on your food and try to be present in the moment.
Mm, yeah.
You might find your mind races at first, but then you get used to it. A lot of benefits.
I found that when I eat breakfast in silence, and Dave is there,
somebody's mad.
It has nothing to do with calming down.
You know, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to message my wife this morning and say, you know what would help you, honey, while you're trying to get the kids ready for school? Yeah. Have breakfast in silence.
Yes, you should. No,
be quiet.
Mindful, quiet eating. No slurping over there.
Yeah.
Hey,
coffee's hot.
Yeah. I had you for a minute, though, didn't I?
A little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were all
it was nice. Yeah. I was like calm for a little bit.
My heart rate went down a little bit.
That's good. Then you thought about breakfast with your wife. No, that's terrible. Terrible.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 628. It's going to be a 54-degree day. Cloudy, a little bit of sun later on. Nice, crisp New England autumn day. You can smell it. Smells good, doesn't it? Out there, the leaves.
It does smell nice.
It does. Nothing better. Love it. All right, yesterday, while we were discussing your birthday, I asked you, hey, what did Dave get you? And you said, socks, right?
Yes.
Bombas. Bombas socks. I said, I never heard of Bombas socks. What's up with it? And you said they were just...
They're just really comfortable. It's like you're giving your foot a little hug.
Yeah, I never heard of them. I go to my Facebook within 10 minutes, and there's an ad for Bombas.
Right?
And I said, well, that's pretty sketchy. So we thought we'd put it to the test, right? So with Brian, we said, let's come up with any kind of advertiser that might be on Facebook. So Brian came up with Harry's.
Yeah, razors.
So we just mentioned Harry's a few times.
Yeah, he said, oh, you know, I could really use a shave.
Yeah.
Just talked
in
the room.
Thing.
Yeah. And within minutes, there was an ad for Harry's on my Facebook.
I'm telling you.
So I thought they're listening. And now they're denying it. Brian downloaded the story about how Facebook doesn't listen. However, when you go to your settings on your face, go to settings on your phone, go to Facebook, you'll see that your microphone is turned on.
Yeah, the toggle is automatically turned on.
So I've just turned mine off.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Did you turn yours off?
Yep.
You don't want somebody spying on you.
I left mine on because, man, like Instagram and Facebook ads, they know me so well.
I know they do.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought so much stuff from there. I'm like, really? Well, I didn't even know I needed that. Thanks.
But you mentioned it. And then it pops up. So I had breakfast with my wife and daughter yesterday. Brunch.
Yeah. In silence?
Well, it was in diner. No. And I kept on just seeing if it would work for her. I mentioned Harry's over and over again.
And did it?
She asked me to leave, but but after that, so I don't know.
All right,
I forgot to ask her.
After all that, she silenced you, and that's it. You couldn't speak out.
No, I mean after. So, okay, fine. I'll let you know. All right. it's a thing.
It's a thing. I mean, you know,
Alexa does it too.
Alexa, everything does it. Your television does it.
Your television
listens to you.
Sure.
Yep.
Look at that.
It was this like.
Well, how does that work though?
There was a whole Vizio, I think. Yeah, and Samsung.
Yep, they listen to you. Everything is listening to you. Every electronic in your house is listening to you.
You better be careful.
Ah, what am I saying? I mean, nothing. What's for dinner?
What don't you say? Anywho, so go
wait the cake, you know, stuff like that.
If you don't want to be spied on, go to settings on your phone, over to Facebook, and look at the settings on it. You'll see your mic is toggled on. Just saying. Nothing against Harry's, but, you know, I don't need it. I'm good.
Okay.
What do you like? You use a shave.
I did shave this morning. Thank you. All right. Well, LBF, dirty laundry.
Well, there's a big sentencing today for this head of NXIVM, which is the subject of the documentary on HBO called The Vow. Have you heard of it?
I thought NXIVM was a hair replacement product. Let me speak into my microphone. No. Next. I kid.
I don't think it's that. But it's a fascinating story, and I got the details.
Okay. It's creepy.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, well, if you're watching The Vow on HBO or Seduced on Stars, it's a big day because that guy who runs NXIVM, this sex trafficking cult that Stars belong to, going to be sentenced, and he might just get life in prison.
Do you know his name?
Keith Rainier.
Heath or Keith?
Keith.
Spell his last name.
R. Wait.
I'm just Googling.
Like the mountain?
Yeah, Rainier. I got it.
Rainier. Rainieri. That's right.
Rainieri. Okay.
Keith Rainieri. He's a weirdo. Have you been watching this? It's fascinating.
I've heard about it.
Well.
Yeah.
He spent like years and years and years recruiting people into this cult. Like it was sort of like a you know, people who wanted better themselves in terms of like, you know, I don't know. It's so weird to me because I don't want to better myself, but executive things and stuff like that. But then it snowballed into this crazy cult, and it's the most fascinating documentary called The Vow on HBO or Seduced on Stars. And one of the interesting things is that Catherine Oxenberg, who was a big star in the 80s, she was in Dynasty.
Yeah.
Her daughter, India, got involved in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being like a sex cult.
What?
And a couple of stars were involved in it, too. In fact, facing sentencing, actually, is Allison Mack. from Smallville. And you know, if you watch A Million Little Things, Grace Park was involved in it at some point. She left in 2017, so nothing's happened.
Well, I'm just reading that he would have female, quote, slaves who were branded with his initials.
Branded with his initials.
And coerced into having relations with him.
Yep,
after giving him nude photos or revealing embarrassing secrets.
Right. They would ask for collateral.
Them. Oh.
Yeah. Which is so crazy. So he gets sentenced today. Like most cults, the weird thing is that the level of fear he placed in these people is kind of outrageous, and the way that he destroyed their lives.
They're looking for a life sentence.
Yeah. It's worth watching if you don't have anything like going on in terms of binging.
Your eyes just open up and you always say, how do people get themselves in these situations?
Well, that's the right? That's the thing. Like, I'm not a joiner. So I look at this and I'm like, I just don't get it, and better myself.
Right.
But it's a slow process.
Were they
it's like
single
boiling
women
a
mostly?
Frog. What's that expression?
Yeah.
You put them in cold water first and then
heat
they don't
it up
know.
Slowly. Yeah, they don't know. Is it mostly single women?
Mostly single. Think, yeah. Well, he would pick, like, you know, of all the people who joined, he would start focusing in on the young, beautiful women, and then he'd make them lose weight. He'd count their calories for them.
Whoa.
Which is a weird Weight Watchers. It's a way, I mean.
Well, it's accountability.
It's a different way to go.
Accountability.
By the way, this is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. All right. Aside from that, it all goes down tonight on The Bachelorette. Speaking of weird cults. it's on at 8 tonight. Claire Crowley might get kicked off. I don't know. I think it's the episode number 3. Was it last week or was it a preview for this week, Bob?
What's this?
That they age-shamed her. One of the guys age-shamed.
I just saw a promo.
Yeah, it was a promo.
While not watching the show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But anyhow.
Right. You keep telling yourself that.
They on in my house.
The guy was like, well, you know, I expected more from the oldest bachelorette ever.
I know.
Not how
I mean,
to
that
woo.
That hurt.
Trying to woo. Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah, right?
I wasn't even in the room.
Right?
All right, another reality TV news. Dancing with the Stars, Monica Aldama was sent home. Sorry. They danced to Villain Night. It was villain, kind of fun. Like, you know, TV villains, movie villains.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins, that's weird. Cheryl Burke lost her footing in practice and had a head injury. I don't know why people do things. Get on the couch. Whatever. And finally, The Rock is... The Rock. He tasted his own blood after a gym injury. He heard himself as, like, blood running down his face, and then he just wiped it off, tasted it, and then went on working out. That guy's big.
I think
that
he's too ripped.
That is a big guy. But I have to say, thank you, Brian Bell, for giving me The Rock's tequila.
Oh,
because
good, right?
We tried it last night, and it is delicious.
Really? What'd you have with it? Just shots? Shots?
I did like
love
shots.
It. On a
shots,
Monday,
shots. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had about 10.
Yeah, with your lean cuisine.
Right,
and
exactly.
Some German chocolate
just
cake.
Just like every Monday.
Yeah, yeah, just to suck
Dave
a little lemon down.
Dave made a tequila old fashioned, right. And I made a Paloma.
A tequila old fashioned?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, I know.
How about a text next time?
Okay. Jeez. Now you're jealous. Yeah. Shots of Link Cuisine. You like doing on your
The own. Link Cuisine now. What? An old fashioned. You know I love an old fashioned.
Yeah, I know. You would like this.
I think I would.
You'll never
but I'll
know.
Never know. Never, never know.
Bar's closed.
Sorry.
I love her bar. Open for 3 people only. 6:50.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Objection. Why is this relevant?
Oh, I have a point, I promise.
Then make it.
Order, order. Order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Remember, you are a member of the jury today, so... We're asking you to weigh in to help a listener out.
Yeah.
We got an email from, we're going to call him John.
Okay.
Protect the innocent.
Go De- simple.
Dear John.
Oh, I see.
John Deere. Okay, here it is. So, hey, guys, I got a new riding mower back in May, and rather than selling my old one, I asked my wife's nephew if he wanted it. He said, yeah. And would get a truck to come pick it up. Well, all summer went and into fall, and I saw him on a few occasions during the summer to remind him, He said yes, he still wanted it, was making plans to get it. Well, here it is, October, and he hasn't shown up, so I put it on Craigslist last week.
Oh, I bet that went quick.
Sold it in one day.
Oh. Whoa.
One day. Guess who called Saturday?
No.
The nephew.
Oh.
He called and said he was ready to pick it up. I told him it was sold. He said, wow, I thought it was mine. I thought you gave it to me. I said, you never came to get it. I had to clear my garage and sold it. So now, my wife says I should send him some money from the sale of the lawnmower, which wasn't much. I say, snooze, you lose. I had to deal with that all summer long.
Yeah.
I got tired of asking him. So now they're both upset. So there's John.
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 John, John, John.
Is John guilty of anything? I don't think so. I believe in the snooze, you lose. Mm. Multiple occasions he told the kid to come get it. And he never did.
I'm a snooze you lose person on this one.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, I don't know, maybe he should have done a final call.
Yeah, not some sort of breach of contract here, handshake agreement.
I don't know. How many times are you going to tell somebody to come and get it?
Listen, if it's all summer, the guy, now it's over, he's not going to be mowing anything. It's like, okay, well, I guess he doesn't want it, that assumption.
Yeah.
And it's not like the guy ever checked in and said, hey, I can't get a truck, is it okay? Yeah. If somebody offers you something.
Yeah, you come get it.
Yeah.
If not, this is what happens.
This is what happens.
You lose. Anyway, his wife's upset and said, hey, just give him, I guess he said some money. Proceeds. I'm not sure how
much. What do you think about that?
I would say no, thank you.
Would you say it like that?
I'd say that money's gone, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, so what do you say? You can chime in. See, is John guilty of anything? And if so, what do you do about it? Let's see what you say. I know John's listening. 888-410-1057. What do you say, LBF?
Snooze you lose.
I say snooze you lose. Look, I mean, it's October, right?
Exactly.
Sorry, dude.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we clarify to the court whether the witness is stating opinion or fact?
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
Order! Order! Order!
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
All right. Morning Court's in session. Real briefly, word, John emailed us. He got a new riding lawnmower in May. Rather than sell it, he told his wife's nephew he could have it if he wanted to come get it.
The old one.
The old one.
Mm-hmm.
Kid was reminded several times over the summer, hey, you know, it's still in my garage. Let me know when you're going to pick it up. Well, finally got tired of waiting. John put it on the Craigslist last week, sold it in a day. Bye-bye. So the nephew calls Saturday. Ready to pick it up.
Jeez.
No.
Brutal.
So John's
timing stinks.
Yeah, son. John says his wife thinks he should give the nephew some money in recompense. John says, no.
I mean, no.
Sorry, dude. I tried to give you a lawnmower. So how do you feel about the case? Is John guilty? Did he act too soon? You know, right now, everybody's on John's side. Let's see. Emmy, what do you say?
Oh, I'm 100% on board with you. You snooze, you lose. Like, this guy is not his personal storage unit. Like, come get what you said you'd take or else. Like, you snooze, you lose, man. You had every opportunity. Like, no.
It wasn't
exactly.
Like it was 2 weeks.
I would have done the exact same thing.
All right. John will be glad to hear that. Okay? All right. Dear John.
Have a great day.
Bye. All right, Bobby, what's your take on it?
Snooze, you lose, man. He had all summer to come pick up that lawnmower. He said he wanted it, and again, 2-3 months, he didn't come pick it up.
Yeah, what is John supposed to do, right?
Yeah,
deliver
right?
It? Yeah, dude, snooze, get a truck. Go to Home Depot. It's not that hard.
Or call and say, I'm coming.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Do something. Show some initiative. And he didn't do it all summer long. So
yeah.
Kids these days. I
would definitely not share the profits either with it.
But, I agree. All right, thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, Rich, what's your take on the case this morning?
Well, you guys say you snooze, you lose. This is not an ordinary snooze.
It's like a Rip Van Winkle snooze. But this guy doesn't deserve anything.
That's funny.
And I think the guy who owns the mower should not give him a penny and tell his wife to pound it, because he tried his best telling him to come and pick up the mower.
Rich.
And he didn't come and get it.
Wow. So, Rich, are you married? If you are married, have you ever told your wife to pound it? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Rich.
How'd that go?
Thanks, Rich. Nice clothes.
That's
Okay. Sean, what's your...
Good morning.
Yeah. What's your take?
Absolutely. This is nothing on John, man. If anything, the wife should be thanking John for teaching her irresponsible nephew a lesson.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God, this is great.
Wow. I agree. You know,
come on.
He saw him on multiple occasions over the summer to remind him. What more can
like
he do?
I know, exactly.
20 years old. Yeah. I'm tired of reminding 20-year-old kids to do the same thing over and over and over.
You touched a nerve there.
Oh, boy.
We touch a nerve, Sean.
Oh, my God, that's great.
That's a bad sign for my 11-year-old.
Thanks, Sean.
I'm back.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. David, what's your take on the case?
She saw the kid a couple times in the summertime. Obviously, the kid didn't need it. I mean, my class doesn't grow in the summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is the statute of limitations right there. Right?
Right.
Too much time.
Yes.
Too much time. Sorry, dude.
These new kids need to be taught a lesson.
Man, we are here for 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, David. Wow. So right now, nobody's with the kid or the wife. Let's see. Carlos, what do you say?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I think absolutely. First of all, this is a different situation because it's family. Mm-hmm. So I think that he should have absolutely gave that kid a last chance to get it. Mm. And that would have saved him all of this situation that's happening right now. And at the very least, he should probably throw the kid a buck or two just to keep things cool with his wife.
Wow.
See, this is a man who knows how to keep the peace. Are you a middle child?
I am a middle child.
Okay. Jeez.
Nailed it.
That's funny. I am a middle child.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't know that. I'm the baby.
Yeah,
so.
They don't care. Yeah. The baby's like, I don't care.
Yep.
I'm hungry.
Move over.
If he had thought about it a little bit, he wouldn't have had to deal with all of this that's happening now.
All right.
And the last thing you want is to be arguing with your wife over your nephew.
Well, listen, I have a problem. I have a problem solved with a wife. You ready? Here's how she gets over it. Oh, really? I was going to go to take you to an expensive dinner Saturday night, but I guess I can always give the money to the nephew. Well. Maybe a little something for 100.
I'm so glad I'm not married to you.
Why, you don't like nice expensive dinners?
Yeah. Sorry, Carlos. What'd you say?
I said, listen to you guys all the time. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. We're not married, just so you know. thanks.
One of us would be in jail.
Push aside.
Excuse me. Yeah.
What do you got? All right, dirty laundry.
All right, so Sandy and Danny at the end of Grease.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Grease is a classic movie, but controversial. And Olivia Newton-John sets the record straight.
I like naughty Sandy, as opposed to nice.
Again,
every guy.
Why
did.
We're not married?
Okay, Brian, bail me out.
All right,
bail
how
me
about
out.
Some traffic, Bob?
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Is Grease a sexist movie? I don't like to interrupt that part where they say dirty laundry.
Oh, gotcha.
That's all.
But they did say, here's LBF. Where's LBF?
You ready
for a musical cue.
Yeah. Anyway, this is brought to you by the iPhone 12 Pro with 5G. Now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. Bob has no control over me. It's so sad. He's like, tries. And I'm like, nope.
God.
Points at me, tells me to go. I'm like, doo-doo-doo.
No kidding.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. Before I get to the sexist movie that is Grease,
yeah,
let's talk about a couple other things. First of all, it's going to go down tonight. The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sorry, what?
Let me rephrase that. Yeah. First of all, it's going to go down tonight. The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sorry, what?
Let me rephrase that. Yeah. Claire Crawley gets kicked off, I think, The Bachelorette tonight because she falls in love with Dale and then she's replaced and all the people are mad.
What's the most shocking Bachelorette ever?
She found love.
That's the thing.
It's Get out of here. Yeah. Right?
I mean, that's the whole point, but yet you got to pace yourself, lady. Yeah.
That's finale stuff. Yeah. You can't do it
You got to go through some hot tubs.
I know.
Right?
She's like, why?
Some fantasy suites.
Right?
Then we get to that.
You gotta try on a couple more sweaters before you buy the one you like.
Right?
Anyway.
Wow.
Also, an update. Anybody who's been watching The Vow on HBO or Seduced on Stars about the NXIVM cult led by Keith Raniere, he faces sentencing today. He could face life in prison. Now, just a backstory. He started this executive, like, group that became a cult, that became a sex cult, that recruited actual like TV stars and movie stars and stuff like that. And then it turned into this weird thing where he branded them.
They say kidnapping is now, one of
kidnapping because
is that a charge?
Yeah,
that's jailed. Bye bye.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah,
they got him on all the good stuff.
Let's like run him
the
through
Fed
morning
stuff,
court.
Like racketeering. Like then it's like bye bye. But Allison Mack from Smallville, she's facing charges. It's just a really interesting documentary. If you have the time, watch it on HBO or on Stars. And Catherine Oxenberg, who was famous in the 80s for being on Dynasty, her daughter was involved, and she went to the press for years to try to get her out of it. And it's really interesting what she escaped.
Super manipulator.
Super. You're like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, like, really twerpy looking, too.
To really get a cult to take off, you need to get a celebrity to buy in.
It's true.
You know? Just ask Tom Cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
And John Travolta.
Yeah, exactly. Segway. Speaking of which.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so do you remember the end of Grease when Olivia Newton-John showed up in the black leather outfit and this happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happened.
Sandy?
Oh.
Tell me about it, Stan.
All I wanted to do was smoke cigarettes and wear that. Like, that's what she started smoking.
You could have pulled it off.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't have pulled it on. Trust me. I wouldn't have passed my knees. So Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, God.
She doesn't think the ending of Grease is anti-feminist. Fun fact, when I saw Grease with my mom, she was so ticked at the end when Sandy changed for Danny. She's like, a woman should never have to change for a man. And she was nuts. Kind of ruined it. No offense,
just
Mom.
Just changed into something.
So she said, Olivia Newton-John, it's just a girl who loves a guy, and she thinks if she changes, he'll like her. And he thinks if he does that, she'll like him. People do that for each other. Because the funny thing is, she said it's a movie, one, and also everyone forgets that at the end, he changed for her, too.
Yeah.
There's nothing deep in there.
No.
Well, I still think you gotta say at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Don't ever change for anybody.
Well,
I do think it's a nice ending. Trust me, and all the guys love it.
Did she explain why the heck they flew?
No, she didn't do that. No,
that would be great.
No flying.
Okay,
but I remember that was such an iconic moment for me at such a young age.
Yeah.
I think it messed me up. One of my like because you.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the moment.
I had these Grease sandals that were like hers when I was in the second grade. I almost broke my ankle 17 times.
Wow.
I love that.
I think we're making some good breakthroughs
progress here
today.
For me? Yeah. I'm feeling good. Right. I feel like this is a good session.
I think that's our time.
Yeah,
isn't it funny how you end dirty laundry a lot by saying, I think that's our time.
Well, a good shrink will end the session 10 minutes before the hour. You're done.
Here we go. Yeah. Bye. My copay.
Listen, all you need, a good shrink will end the session 10 minutes before the hour. You're done.
Here we go. Yeah. Bye. My copay.
Listen, all you need to do is channel your inner Sandy.
Oh, yeah?
Go get it.
Go get
leather pants.
Go get what? Eclair? Because I'm going to put them in the
book. No, the leather pants. Dave will thank me.
Oh, no, he won't.
Yes, he will. You're naughty Sandy. How about that?
Oh, no. No.
All right.
Suck it up. And nothing gets me down. You got it.
anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to today's Super Smart player. It's Dan from Plymouth. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
And that's Plymouth, Mass, just so we know.
America's hometown.
America's hometown.
Yep.
We got the rock and the boat.
That's it. And we're rocking the boat.
All right.
Dan, tell us a little about yourself.
So I'm a group home manager with adults with disabilities. So I'd like to give a shout out to my coworkers who are listening, Pam, Betsy, and Linda. Please don't make fun of me. And
all right. I'm the father of a
4-month-old.
Oh, wow. You're very bright and cheery for a father of a 4-month-old.
Yeah, right.
What's your 4-month-old, boy, girl?
Boy, his name's Liam.
Awesome.
Nice.
I like it.
Congratulations.
Let's see if we can get you guys $1,000. I know those diapers, they ain't
cheap. Lots of diapers.
Lots of diapers. Let's see if we can help you get $1,000. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. Dan, give you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass on a question. We'll get back to it the first time. You ready to go?
Gotcha. Ready.
Do it.
What is 2 plus 7?
9.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Where would one find Catalonia on a map?
Europe.
Specifically?
Italy.
What name is given to shellfish that cling to the bottom of ships?
Snails.
What famous rapper's real name is Robert Van Winkle?
R. Kelly.
What TV show started with the crash of Oceanic Airlines Flight 15?
Lost.
What was Abraham Lincoln's wife's name?
Mary Todd Lincoln.
Sandy and Danny got together at the end of this 70s classic.
Full House.
What Grand Slam sports event is held at Flushing Meadows, New York?
Pass.
In what country was Joan of Arc burned to death? At the buzzer?
Macedonia.
Oh, Dan, you got 4 right. Ooh, today, my dope friend. Here's what you missed.
Okay. Catalonia is in Spain. I liked how you went with Europe. You're like, go just
broad brush.
Exactly.
Broad brush.
The name given to shellfish fish that cling to the bottom of ships, barnacles.
Yeah.
The famous rapper's real name, that's Robert Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice.
Do you know Vanilla Ice?
I do.
You've heard it, yeah. Robert Van Winkle.
Yep. What a name. Sandy and Danny got together at the end of this 70s classic, Grease. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been a while.
But like not 1,000 times like everybody over 40. No. What Grand Slam sports event is held at Flushing Meadows, New York? U.S. Open, and Joan of Arc was burned to death in France.
Yeah.
But you know what? Still good.
Hey, don't.
That's about how I did in school.
It's all right. Look at you now. You're all set.
Hey, could you and Liam's mom enjoy a night out if you get a babysitter?
I think we could.
How about a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, okay?
That sounds great.
Enjoy that, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good luck with the baby and say hi to everybody at the home. We appreciate you guys listening, okay?
Thank you,
Dan. Okay, if you want to play, just go to WROR.com, sign up there.
Yep, and you can play the multiple choice, and it's easy, and you can practice, and you'll know where Joan of Arc was burned and to death.
Wow. I think it's a good way to find where you stand. Like, you know, Dan was kidding, you know, he said that's usually where you... But that'll kind of let you know.
Yeah, it lets you know. I mean, the questions
whether
change
or not,
a little bit.
You are super smart. Okay, WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
The three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF.
All right, this is completely off brand for me, but the top 10 luxury RV resorts list has been released, and Massachusetts made it.
RV, you're doing RV stuff.
Yeah, well, you know why I'm doing it?
Why?
First, it says luxury. And two, people are buying RVs like crazy. It's the new millennial thing. Get out of your parents' basement and get into an RV and travel the world.
Right. Yeah. Your tiny home. Okay, that's coming
up. All for it.
I know.
All right, Brian.
All right. The next best thing to having a crackling fire is having a crackling fire with this aroma coming from the fireplace. You're going to want it.
I'm all in. I might go for the
It might make
thing.
You hungry.
Yeah, I think
all
it will.
Right.
Okay, how about the top five best horror movies in history?
History?
Going to give you the top five in history, and then I'll tell you how you can vote in the final bracket right now for the best 80s Halloween movie, okay?
All right.
All right, go for it.
So, USA Today has the 10 best list coming out for 2020, and the 10 best luxury RV resorts voted by the United States people, the people at USA Today, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
They go way beyond hookups, by the way, like swimming pools,
sorry,
movie
what?
Theaters,
what are you
tennis,
doing there?
No, you hook, you know, you hook
oh,
up your RV.
Right, oh, yeah.
Swimming pools, movie theaters, tennis courts, private docks, full
Jeez.
Service spas. I
nice.
Had no idea.
Wow.
Anyway, we made it. Massachusetts, Normandy Farms Campground, right in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I have friends who stay there, and I'm always like,
my dad stays there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess it's beautiful.
Look at that.
So right in our own backyard.
It's got all that, huh?
We got some pretty nice ones on the list, though. Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
Yep.
That's
there.
Fun. You've been there?
Yep.
The number one.
Boy.
Just
you been there, Brian? Yeah.
If you're driving around, the number one Mountain Valley RV Resort in Utah.
What makes that so special? It's got a beautiful view.
Yeah,
imagine,
probably.
The mountains.
I'm taking a look at it. It's it's gorgeous. It looks like something out of the show Yellowstone.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot tubs, workouts. No, thank you. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
An adults only clubhouse. What's that one?
Okay. For hookups. I would think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. All right, Brian.
All right, if you kick it back with a nice roaring fire, and maybe you, this is the fire log you need in your fireplace because it'll not only give you a crackling fire, it'll make your house smell like KFC because they've unveiled. For the third year in a row, KFC's fried chicken scented fire logs with 11 herbs and spices mixed in. And this year, they're only available at one place, Walmart.
All right.
You know what would be so mean?
Yeah.
Is if, like, you were dieting and somebody decided to
that
do that, like,
I
as a joke.
Great.
It would be so mean. And
like,
you're
if
like,
you have a,
why am I so hungry? I'm
you know what I mean? Right. Like, if you have a holiday party, you just put that on.
Yeah.
You want that chicken.
Yeah.
You will
you
go.
Need to provide
you
the would, chicken.
You will go get some chicken.
I don't know.
Chicken's ready.
Is dinner ready?
Nope.
Nope.
It's a fire log.
I'll let you know.
Oh, darn it.
All right. Top five horror movies of all time. These are, you know, every going way, way, way back, too. Number five, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
The OG.
1956.
Oh.
Number four, Alien Original. 1979. Number three, the original Bride of Frankenstein.
No way.
1935.
No way.
Number two, how about this one?
Cool.
Rosemary's Baby.
Good one. I watched that so many times while I was pregnant. It was weird.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That's
nuts.
That
was weird.
It was. It was weird. Glad that cleared up.
all right. I'm going to leave number one dangling.
Dangling?
Starts with a P.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Poltergeist?
Nope.
Psycho.
Psycho it is. Psycho, number one of all time. That really kind of created that genre of the, you know, the creepy,
suspense.
Not, there was really any horror. It was just, it was
a lot of chocolate sauce.
Yeah, a lot of suspense. So there you go. Okay, Psycho.
Exorcist. I'm not even allowed to watch it.
That didn't even make the top 10,
That's
to be honest
bizarro
with you.
To
yeah,
me.
Sorry.
Damien,
didn't make it.
What's that one? The Omen?
Yeah, didn't make
all
it.
All those.
These are all classics. Okay, so if you want to vote on the top Halloween movie of the 80s, we're down to the final two. This
Ooh.
Is it. It's E.T. versus Friday the 13th. Go to WROR.com. You can jump in and vote
okay.
for one of those two and be registered automatically. For a $100 gift card from Apex
right,
Entertainment.
If you do it, you know, now you let everyone else do the work. like, yeah, I'm just coming in final.
I didn't think of that.
Right? That's how I think.
It's like you going on Bachelor when there's only two ladies
right,
left.
Exactly.
Like you're going, hello, I'm here.
Right.
Wow, fresh face.
Not as fun, though.
So not tough. No, I'm tough for you. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. Some David Bowie right there and Changes. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, Court was in session this morning. Morning Court. John, not his real name, sent us an email. I'll just read it real briefly.
Okay.
For folks who missed it, it's really good. We got a lot of response today. I think it helped John out. I got a new riding mower in May. And rather than selling my old one, I asked my wife's nephew if he wanted it. He said yes and would get a truck to pick it up soon. Well, all summer went and into fall, and I decided, heck, he mustn't want it. So I put it on Craigslist. I sold it in one day. All right. Well, guess what happened this past Saturday? Yeah, the nephew called and said he was going to pick it up this weekend.
Oh, boy.
No, you're not. It's gone. So he was upset, and my wife, he said, I thought it was mine. John said, so my wife says, let's send him some money from the sale to keep the peace. I say, you snooze, you lose. And now they're both upset with me. What, you know, so what do you guys think? Most people thought enough time had gone by.
Yeah.
Statute limitations.
Snooze, you lose. Guilty.
Snooze, you lose. But it did kind of hinge on one thing. And I think people thought he should have done that final, like you said, final.
Final call.
Call the guy, you know?
Like, hey, last minute warning.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on sale tomorrow. Come and get it if you want it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the case. We got David on the phone. What do you think about John's situation here?
Regarding the lawnmower, I don't necessarily fault either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Per se, but I do think, you know, if they, you got to make a date in advance. Say, all right, you know, 5 weeks from now on this Saturday, you know, around noon, let's do it together. Otherwise, it's just going to be on both parts.
Yeah.
It's going to be procrastinating. But I definitely don't think that he should be sending the kid, you know, any money for, you know, compensation or anything like that.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, I think he could have probably done the last call.
Just a courtesy call.
Final.
You know, sometimes you get aggravated and you just want to sell it.
I think that's where he's at.
Yeah.
He's like, screw this.
There's been a million times where my own father and I keep saying I'm going to go over to, you know, help him with something or get something, you know, and it's just being put off by both of us, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone can kind of share a smidge of a little bit of blame on all ends.
Plenty of blame pie.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what?
True.
You know, I took a management course once when I was a program director. Yeah.
Wow. How'd you do?
They advised against it. But the only thing I did learn was deadlines are everything.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you expect someone to get it done, you have to give them a deadline.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
It's true.
And that's where John
failed. I agree with that.
John should have said, it's got to go by October 1st or I got to sell it. Boom.
See, look at you managing the situation.
I know, I should have stayed in management. Okay, see you guys.
No, you guys are great. It's great talking to you guys. Great listening to you guys.
Thanks.
That. Thank you, David. Take care, man.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye. So that's morning court. That's the thing. Do you think he deserved the last call? You think he did?
I think it would have been nice.
How about you, Brian?
Yeah. I have a trailer. I would have just driven it over to his house.
Oh, that would have been, smart. Back in May, you would have
There you
done.
Go. It's all yours. But
anyway, so that was today's case. Dear John Deere. All right. How the roads, Brian.
God, he really likes that, doesn't he?
I think what? You know, it's new if you haven't heard it yet.
Oh, my God.
Not a rerun.
I've heard it a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.